AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump will nominate radiologist and former Fox News Channel contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire for Surgeon General. This came after Dr. Casey Means' path forward stalled in the Senate over questions about her experience and her stance on vaccines. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. complimented Dr. Sapphire's nomination, calling her a longtime warrior for the MAHA movement. But at least in one instance, Dr. Sapphire hasn't been in lockstep with Trump's thoughts on health policy, telling the AP in September that his cautions about pregnant women taking Tylenol were oversimplistic and, quote, patronizing. Meta says it could shut down social media platforms in New Mexico, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Meta is raising the prospect of shutting down social media services in New Mexico in response to a push by state prosecutors for fundamental changes to platforms, including Instagram, to protect the mental health and safety of children. It's a legal gamesmanship in the run-up to a bench trial next week on allegations that Meta poses a public nuisance. Meta says it was unfeasible for the company to meet proposed requirements. Prosecutors are seeking a series of changes to social media platforms for child accounts aimed at reining in compulsive use and preventing child sexual exploitation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trump has granted a key approval for a major new oil pipeline from Canada into the U.S. that's been dubbed Keystone Light over its similarities to a contentious project blocked by the Biden administration. The 3-foot-wide Bridger pipeline expansion would carry up to 550,000 barrels of oil a day from Canada through Montana and Wyoming, where it would link with another pipeline. The pipeline needs additional state and federal environmental approvals before construction. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The New York Knicks ended the Atlanta Hawks season in dominant fashion with a 140-89 Game 6 win for their biggest postseason victory. Jalen Brunson scored 17 points for the Knicks, whose 47-point halftime lead was the largest in NBA playoff history.
Staying locked in and just knowing what we're capable of is it's really important.
The 76ers forced a Game 7 against the Celtics with a 106-93 win. Stanley Cup playoffs, Quinn Hughes scored twice to lead Minnesota to its first playoff series victory in 11 years in the Wild's 5-2 Game 6 win over the Dallas Stars. MLB, the Phillies walked off both ends of a doubleheader with 3-2 and 6-5 victories over the Giants. And WNBA, Fever star Caitlin Clark exited shortly after a collision with a knee injury in her 2026 preseason home debut.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.